Hello and welcome to Talking Spine Episode 8 with Peter Collins, Graham Flynn.
Hello.
Ian Dewar.
Hello.
And all of the usual stuff coming up right after this.
All right, fella, where are we off to?
St. Paul's Cathedral, please.
St. Paul's, eh? Where are you from, son? You sound foreign.
Yes, my name is Jean-Paul. I am from France.
Ooh la la. Hang on a sec. Jean-Paul, St. Paul's Cathedral, French? Oh my God, you're the Pope, ain't you? Sorry, Your Holiness, didn't mean to blaspheme.
Ha, you are funny.
Now, come on, stop mucking about, Your Holiness.
I don't understand.
I don't believe it. I thought I recognised you.
I am not the Pope. He is German, not French. Pope Jean-Paul died a few years ago. I am only 26. I am here on holiday.
I get it. Low profile, is it? No worries, Your Holiness. Pope mobiling for repairs, is it?
Is this a joke?
No offence, Your Holiness, but I'm Anglican myself. Way I see it, though, it's the same God. Not sure about some of your rules, though. Must be like having a space hopper down your kecks. Know what I mean?
Pardon?
Only messing with you. What are you doing down St. Paul's, then? It's one of ours, that, you know. Of course, you're welcome to have a look round, though.
Oh, I'm into architecture. It is a beautiful building, from what I know.
Bit of spying on the opposition, is it? No worries, Your Holiness, I won't say anything. Right, here we are, then. That'll be £7.80.
Thank you, but your English humour is very strange to me.
Doubt you have much comedy in the Vatican. Oh, and by the way, can you put a word in for me with a big man?
Big man?
Yeah, your boss, you know. Just in case you lot are right and we're wrong.
My boss?
Yeah, you know. God. That business with the young lad I clipped in the cab. It was an accident. He was all right. I could see him twitching in the rearview mirror, so he was still breathing.
Oh, my word. Here's £8. Keep the change.
20p? No wonder you live in such luxury, you tight git. Anyway, nice to meet you, Your Holiness. Enjoy our church. Laters.
£7.80 for what was about a 20-second taxi journey. That's London for you.
Yeah, London prices. Yeah,
exactly.
So, hello, everyone. Graham, anything to report this month? What have you been up to?
As I said last week, I was... last month.
Yeah.
I was trying to emulate Felix Baumgartner's thing, so I was looking for a wall.
Your wall jump, yeah.
I found some bigger walls. Biggest one I found is outside Walton Jail. But
right.
It's not quite 23
miles. Yeah, it's not going to be 23 miles high, is it?
So, that's been pretty unfruitful, that search at the moment. So, if anyone, like I say, if anyone knows of any walls that are just over 23 miles high, please could you let me know.
Put Graham out of his wall jump misery. Send an email to talkingspite@gmail.com. Looking for a wall just over 23 miles high.
Yeah, so I can break the record.
I was thinking, right, would it be like unassisted, this jump? Would you have like a parachute or would it just be free fall?
I've made a sort of suit that's got wings on it, so it'll be fine.
Right, sponsored by anyone or anything? Or?
I'm in negotiations with the local chippy, so.
Right, they should fund most of that then.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, they're fine with it.
Ian, what about yourself? What have you been up to?
So it's coming up to Christmas. Christmas is approaching, so I thought I'd try and get some shopping done. I don't buy into this online shop that you can do these days. I'd rather get into the actual shops and get out there and do it. But
you're Luddite.
So yeah, but I was beaten back in my kind of efforts to get around town in a reasonable time frame by these couples who just seem intent on displaying to you that they're actually a couple. So you got the man with the arm around the shoulder, the woman with the arm around the waist, or you got the man with the hand in the woman's back pocket.
Just so you know that they're a couple.
Just so you're actually
clears up any doubt.
And not in any doubt that yes, I'm with her. We're not brother. We're not sister. We're not friends. We are in fact shagging or pretending we are. It's just so annoying.
You should never walk in double file in busy city centres. Single file. You've got to walk through their hands.
They don't move. Even if it's like a two-man pavement, they just don't move when they see you coming. They just keep, so you have to step out into the road or you have to turn side on. You know, we understand you're a couple. Just, you know, you don't need to be touching 24 hours a day.
If I'm going somewhere in town, I'm going from point A to point B and I want to get there in the quickest possible time. Saturday afternoons in town with the amount of couples there, I feel like John Barnes in his heyday, weaving in and out.
Maisie runs,
because I can't walk in a straight line. The other day I was in town, I was on an escalator. I couldn't get up the escalator because the couple in front of me thought that was a very romantic place to just basically start snogging.
All right.
So
I hate people who don't walk on escalators, people who stand still on them. You can still walk on them. You don't have to just like stop totally.
And that rule in London where you stand on the left, walk on the right, that's gone out the window. Or is it stand on the right and walk on the left?
It's bizarrely
that only applies in London. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
No,
in any other city.
You overtake on the left for some reason, yeah. Even though we drive on the left.
But in any other city, you'll have to stand on both sides. Hmm. Very, very annoying. So I need to get back into the Christmas shopping. I might have a look online. But yeah, couples have been winding me right up.
I don't do public displays of affection.
I might hold a hand.
I don't do affection at home. A firm handshake.
Why would you do it outside? A pat on the back. Right. If they've done a good job, a good dinner.
You're a very cold man.
I'm a very cold and distant man.
Yeah. But I admire that in you, sir.
We don't need to know that these people are in relationships. They're so insecure in the way they feel and that the other people might be looking at their partners.
Well, they tell you on Facebook anyway, so.
Well, that is true. People who are in relationships and post things to their partner.
Especially an online relationship.
When they're sitting next to them on the setting.
Thank you for a wonderful meal tonight.
Yeah.
Just like to thank my lovely hubby for cooking
Happy
dinner.
Anniversary.
Just tell him.
Happy anniversary to my beautiful wife. She's lying next to you. You've just woken up and posted it.
We don't know. Okay.
Posted what? Exactly. Peter's sex tips have come in handy.
Just tell her. Pisses me off.
How about it? Facebook cries for help.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't believe this is happening.
Some people, I wish they'd just say how they felt.
Oh, what's happened, hun? What's
desperate
going on?
What's the matter? Yeah, can I help?
The
give
key
me a
is
call, hun.
Keep the comment vague as possible so that people have to ask about it. Don't ask about it. Just go, all right.
Oh, I never ask about
public
it.
Public breakup.
No. I just put stuff like, I've just seen a cow laughing in a field.
Was it the laughing cow? Did it have really big earrings?
Yeah, it made it.
Yeah.
Cheese wheels, yeah.
What about you, Peter? What have you been up to this month? Have you been up to any actual stuff or anything you want to talk to us about?
I can have been up to things if
you want. Tell us what you might have been up to.
Yeah, I've been learning the words of the Kate Bush song Babushka in as many languages as possible.
Oh, really? Which languages?
What have you been doing that?
All of them. Why?
Give us a quick burst.
Just to test myself, Ian. Push myself.
Italian? Give us a quick.
Not done that one yet.
Does Babushka translate into any language or is the word Babushka the
it's
same?
It's the word Babushka in whatever.
Swahili.
Babushka.
Babushka.
Babushka is Russian for grandmother.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
So what languages have you done?
I've started English.
All right, cool.
I'm struggling with it though. It's mainly nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, pub quizzes and stuff. You've all got like geography and history and sport. They're all nailed down. You've already got an expert in it. When they say, what's Babushka in Hungarian?
You'll
then
know.
It's niche, isn't it?
You'll be the king of the quiz.
Kevin Ashman won't know that, will he?
Ashman, well, we're close.
That can be the difference as well between winning and losing.
One of the Eggers will probably know that, though.
Yeah. Barry, probably.
So, yeah.
Or Pat.
I've been doing that.
Big old Dow Pat.
Anything else? You might have been doing?
I spent 2 weeks with my hair in the style of a Flock of Seagulls frontman, Mike Skull.
I saw you and I thought it was him, but then I realised it was you. And then before you saw me, I ran off.
Again, why?
Because I could.
Just testing?
Just like, yeah.
So he's just bragging that he's got it there.
Oh, precisely.
Yeah. Just trying to rub it in. Cheers, Pete.
It's okay. Is that enough time filled or do I need to have pretended to be able to...
How long do we have to do?
I think that's probably...
about now.
Okay, so it's time to look in the Talking Spite inbox. Graham, anything in the inbox there this month?
Yeah, there's quite a few things in the inbox. A lot of fans of the show have emailed in asking sort of questions about how we put the show together. What are we like when we're not in the show? I've been through them all. There's no one's offering any freebies. There's no monetary offers or anything. So nothing.
We haven't won anything or anything like that?
Just
general guff.
Just bollocks.
If you'd like to contribute to the general guff we receive, then send it to talkingspite@gmail.com. Right then, have we got another episode of The Lift this month?
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news on that, so what do you want first?
The bad.
Bad news is we don't have The Lift this month.
That's pretty bad news.
It is, I know. What happened was, you may have seen in the gossip columns and that 80s pop synth group Level 42 were making a guest appearance on The Lift.
All right.
Unfortunately, Mark King sprained his thumb and couldn't make recording, so they've put back the recording of that episode. So there's no Lift this month.
Damn.
That's disappointing.
Very sorry.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
What's the good news, if there is any after that?
I've sort of got some good news. I've got a few contacts over in the US.
Oh, yeah.
I've managed to secure the rights for the... the US version of The Lift called The Elevator.
Oh, The Elevator.
So, and it's much bigger budget than the UK. They've obviously thrown a lot of money at it. So here we go, everyone. Here's the US version of The Lift, The Elevator.
Fantastic.
I guess life's kind of up and down like an elevator. Which floor, gentlemen?
93rd floor, please.
Certainly, sir.
Hey, do you got a dollar for the bellboy?
Let me check real quick. Nope, I sure don't got a dollar.
Oh man, are we gonna tip the dude? Oh man.
I guess life's kinda up and down like an elevator.
Well, wow. I mean, that is, you can tell it's the American version. The writing is just, it's just,
they just
crisper.
They do it better, don't they?
I
prefer production. The UK version.
Really?
Yeah. It's more real.
Okay.
It almost like you've guessed how that's going to end, because I haven't got a clue.
With the UK version, it blows me away every month, but I knew what was going to happen there.
Okay, well, we'll find out what does happen very shortly, but first it's time to catch up with Britain's favourite bookmaker. It's Ronnie Tipster. Hi, love, I'm back.
Good day at the races, Ronnie?
Yeah, not too bad.
So, what do you think of my new outfit?
Very nice. You get it from the High Street?
Nice.
Well, I mean, you know, you look stunning.
So then, are you ready for an early night?
What now?
I'm ready when you are.
Well, the bedroom classic from my house is about to get underway. But before we get down to the action, let's take a look at the runners and riders for what promises to be a truly memorable occasion. The latest going is flaccid to hard, and here's how the odds appear to be shaping up. Mission Reposition is a sound bet as 7-2 favourite, but Woman on Top is trying to take control at 5-1, with Doggy Style shimmying up behind at 8-1. Spoon Position is a rather uncomfortable 12-1, whilst Wheelbarrow, riding out there on a limb, is chancing it at 20-1. Slow Blowjob, a former favourite, is still lurking around at 25-1, with Oily Handjob and Soapy Titwank all but dim memories at 33-1. It's hard to see beyond Missionary Position, but as an outsider, Slow Blowjob is well worth a punt at 25-1.
Good night, Ronnie.
Well, what a turn up for the books we've had here, as 50-1 outsider, Sudden Cold Shoulder, has romped home unopposed. Remarkable.
Okay, so you heard part one earlier on in the podcast. It's time to go back over to a US version of the lift. It's part two of The Elevator.
I know what's going to happen.
I guess life's kind of up and down like an elevator.
Previously on The Elevator. Which floor, gentlemen?
93rd floor, please.
Certainly, sir.
Hey, do you got a dollar for the bellboy?
Let me check real quick. Nope, I sure don't got a dollar.
Oh man, are we gonna tip the dude? Oh man.
I guess life's kinda up and down like an elevator.
Oh no, wait, I got me a dollar.
Awesome.
I guess life's kinda up and down like an elevator.
Wow.
Like, I didn't.
Come on then, Graham. Spill the beans. Did you see that coming? Is that what you thought? Tell us what you thought.
I take it all back. I got that completely wrong. I honestly thought they were going to shoot the bellboy.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's the power of the Americans.
So, yep. Hats off to them. I apologise.
Exactly. Well, so we'll probably have another one of them next month, I think. Look forward to that.
I'll see what I can do.
I'm going to have to lie down in a dark room in the meanwhile. Enjoy these words from our sponsors.
Need quick and easy access to cash? A little extra to tide you over till payday? Or maybe you have a major alcohol or drug dependency? Either way, Halligan's Pawnbrokers can help. Get access to hard cash today by trading in your old and unwanted pawn. From softcore grot to high-end European filth, we'll pay top cash for your grumble mags. Whatever the pornography, whether it's new or soiled, Halligan's Pawnbrokers can turn top-shelf jazz into instant cash. Worried about discretion? Then don't be. Just call one of our operators and they will be happy to send you a discreet delivery package emblazoned with the words, "Caution, this package does not contain any porn." Simply fill the package with your unwanted filth and return to us, and at some point, we'll send you a check. Hey presto, you're a pornographer, selling porn for money. It really is that easy. So what are you waiting for? With the advent of the internet, and its abundance of readily available free porn, the value of traditional pornography has never been lower. So cash in now to guarantee minimal returns. Halligan's Pawnbrokers, part of the Halligan Group. Halligan's, the brand you can trust. Tired of the inconvenience of city centre shopping? Even more tired of the overinflated high street prices? Then look no further than Apache Direct. Apache Direct is a one-stop shop for all your Native American needs. And our free catalogue means you can shop in style from the comfort of your own home. Maybe it's something for the office, like a buffalo robe or designer moccasins. Or maybe it's something special for this year's holiday, like a luxurious deerskin breechcloth or antelope sandals. Either way, with Apache Direct, you can be sure to get the best in Native American chic at affordable prices. A new tomahawk or bow and arrow, or maybe just a pipe. All ideal Christmas presents for that special man in your life. Each copy of Apache Direct comes free with a copy of Apache Homes Direct, featuring the best and affordable teepees to suit everyone's budget. Our designer teepees sleep 4 to 12 and are available in a range of hides. So why wait? Phone for your free copy of Apache Direct today. You don't Geronimo know what you're missing.
Right, okay, it's time for a regular feature on the show. It's the Big Shout. Obviously, if you've been watching the news, it won't be being presented by Nicky Interesting.
No. Naughty boy.
Anyway, less said about that, the better. So it's over to the Big Shout with this month's host, Humphrey Cherrington Brown.
The Big Shout.
The Big Shout.
In the weeks until Barack Obama in a second term in the White House, Hurricane Sandy devastate the eastern coast of the United States, and aging celebrities panicking about their underage sexual antics in the late 70s, the Big Shout asks the questions that concern us the most. I am Humphrey Cherrington Brown, and this week's Big Shout asks, should hamsters be given the vote? Joining me, we have the Tory backbencher, the Right Honourable Mr. Crispin Dry, Wacko Lad from the Jigger, and Dr. Hans van Schimmel. Mr. Dwyer, coming to you first, should hamsters be given the vote? What are your views on this?
Did you just say, should hamsters be given the vote?
That's correct. That's why we're here today. The debate, should hamsters be given the vote?
I thought we were here to discuss European economic policy.
No.
I cancelled Newsnight for this.
These things happen, Mr. Dry, but if you could respond to the point that we are debating here, we would be grateful to continue this debate and to move this along.
I'm not entertaining into this farce. Should hamsters be given the vote? No, hamsters shouldn't be given the vote. They're hamsters.
You're very clear on that. Mr. Waco from the Jigger, would you like to respond to Mr. Dry's point that hamsters unequivocally should not be given the vote? Any reasons for why they should?
Any reasons why hamsters should be given a vote?
Yes, please.
Just like his answer, mate, I'm going to throw it right back in his face here. All right, lad. Should hamsters be given a vote? Yes. The reason why, lad? Because they're hamsters. Go ahead. Get out of that one, lad.
That makes no sense. What used to be a journalist, Humphrey. What happened?
Well, so I appreciate that. I mean, this is a perfectly reasonable debate. Times are tough.
You want to give the vote to something that looks like an unshaven Kelly Osbourne?
Unshaven, lad? Yeah. Just for the listeners at home, right? I've got a book here, right? A book on hamsters, mate. Just look at that, lad.
Lovely.
Look at that. Exactly.
Yeah.
What his little face, mate. His little fluffy face there. You don't think he deserves the vote?
Because of his lovely, fluffy face.
Why not?
Women? Hamsters, you don't get that. It's a rodent, right? It gorges on dried fruit, berries and nuts all day like a bloody liberal. Cheeks like Pete Burns. What do hamsters contribute to society? They're not putting in the hours like the gerbils and the guinea pigs.
Mr. Waker, would you like to respond to that? He's perfectly he's perfectly correct in what he says about the
No, he isn't perfectly correct. He isn't perfectly correct, right? Because in the 1920s, do you know what hamsters were doing then, lad? Hey, do you? No, you don't.
No.
Hamsters were working in laboratories. Well, everyone was out doing the Charleston. They were there doing the work in the laboratories.
If I could just bring in Mr. Hans van Schimmel, he's done some research into the topic of the hamster vote. I believe you've developed a method for the hamster to vote. Would you like to talk us through that and how that works and the way in which you developed this?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is fine.
Mr. Dry, you've had your point. Please allow the doctor to comment.
Yes, you've referred to as Mr. before, but you've corrected yourself. I am actually a doctor.
Okay.
Yes, I have developed a system for the hamsters to vote. So I've built a chamber. You place the hamster into the chamber.
Mm.
He comes into a central area.
Mm.
And for example, you have five candidates.
Mm.
There are five wheels. So there are pictures of the candidates and each wheel. The hamster goes up to the wheel of his choice. He performs one full revolution of the wheel. And this then credits or accepts his vote. If he goes to another wheel after that, it will not register a vote. And can I make one more point?
Please do.
Mr. Dye is obviously against this idea, but I would argue we have been doing this in Germany for the past 5 years, and Germany currently has the strongest economy in the European Union. Hamsters are contributing to the German economy by being allowed to vote, and we have proved in Germany that this system is working.
So, Mr. Dry, there is a clear correlation between the hamster vote and the German economy booming. He has a clear system for allowing this to work. What is your problem with this?
How are they contributing to society and the economy? How long have you wasted on that bloody invention?
Waste? How am I wasting time? The British economy is in disarray.
Look, you've got to earn the vote, yeah? Where's the tales of hamster suffrage? Where's the hamster Pankhurst? You don't get given it on a plate. Pankhurst had to fight for the vote. She didn't burn her bra in the 1960s for nothing.
Mr. Waco, would you care to respond to that? There is no hamster Pankhurst.
Can women vote, mate?
I believe they can.
Yeah, they can vote, yeah. They're cute and cuddly, aren't they?
Well, some.
No, mate. Right, they are cute and cuddly, alright. They've got sexy as well on their side, right? Hamsters are cute and cuddly. They should vote. Do you know what? What does gay mean to you, lad?
Insufferable homosexuals.
Oh, right, yeah, it's all coming out now, isn't it? Gay, good as you, yeah, good as you. The rally cry for the New York homosexuals, yeah. I'll tell you why, right? Hamsters should have a vote, because they are as good as you. Maybe not you, but me, mate. They're as good as me, yeah? All right, so you're on this, lad, yeah? Get out of this one, yeah?
Mm.
The only reason you don't want gays to have the vote, mate, is because you're homophobic, that's your problem.
I'm hamsterphobic.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, where does it end?
Exactly.
Where does it end? You give hamsters the vote. Who wants it next? Geordies? The Welsh?
I mean, clearly, we would draw a line somewhere. We can't give the vote to all and sundry.
He's written the word twat on his pad, and he's flashing the word twat at me, Humphrey.
I can't believe, right, that we've been sitting here debating whether hamsters should have a vote for a full 5 minutes now.
There's
right?
one thing we agree on.
Yeah, without somebody mentioning the 1970s documentary about the day in the life and the adventures on the riverbank there of Hammy the Hamster. There, mate, there you've seen real-life hamsters.
Documentary.
Well, what do you think it was then? You think they were acting? You think the hamsters were acting?
I don't think they were.
Don't think so, mate. Come on, have a word with yourself, lad. They don't act. Yeah? That was a documentary.
Mm.
In one episode, GP, the guinea pig, right? And he can vote. You know what I mean? How would you feel if your cousins could vote, but you couldn't? In one episode, they made a plane. Can you make a plane? You can't make a plane, lad. That's what hamsters have given to society. They just get on with it. Just get on with their own shit, lad. Deserve the vote. Get out of that now. Yeah?
Mr. Chris and Dwight, one final point from you in response.
Well, they made quite a convincing case there. I'll make one concession. I would give Richard Hammond the vote. He's a hamster, isn't he? No. I'd let him, but he's probably a Tory.
Why don't you want them to have the vote? Are you scared that they won't vote for you?
I see them as liberals, as I've said before. Nuts and berries and sitting around doing nothing idly in a cage all day. They're liberals. No.
So it's purely a political motivation for you, Mr. Dry, not a social
aspect? Well, there's no logical reason to deny them the vote, obviously. But
and on that point, I think we might, unless Mr. Waco, you want to respond to that?
I tell you what Islikes wants to do with them. Keep them down, get it in a gimp, Max, and see if he can split it in half. With his cock.
I think we're going to have to draw things to a close there, Mr. Waco Lad. I'd like to thank Mr. Dwight, Mr. Waco Lad, and
welcome.
Dr. Schimmel for your thoughts today. That was this week's Big Shout.
You're most welcome.
The Big Shout!
The Big Shout.
It's good, but I miss Nicky.
Well, we'll see how things pan out there. He might be back next month. Just see what happens with the allegations.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay, now we wouldn't normally do this on the show, but if there is a cause or a charity that we want to get involved in, then we will play things. So please have a listen to this message and please do what you can.
Hiya, I am a Gino Attacampo and I am a TV chef. I have lived in England all of my adult life and I speak English fluently. Yet I choose to speak it with a strong Italian accent.
But is it his fault?
Hello, I am Jean-Christophe Novelli and I am also a TV chef. I have lived in England for the best part of 30 years, so obviously I speak English fluently. Yet I also choose to make no effort with pronunciation and tone.
But is it his fault either? You see, more and more people in England are suffering from Penelope Cruz syndrome, a flat refusal to speak English in anything remotely resembling an English accent. TV chefs like Gino and Jean-Christophe are particularly vulnerable, mistakenly thinking that speaking English in their native accents makes them sound unique and sexy. But here, at the Penelope Cruz Institute, we can help them.
I just wanted to make the middle-aged women like me.
The poor, misguided little prick. Please, give what you can today. The Penelope Cruz Institute is a not-for-profit organisation. Every penny you donate is spent on giving people, like Gino, an extensive course of painful electric shock therapy. Surely it's worth it, just for that. The Penelope Cruz Institute. Registered charity number
13006233.
Love is all around, or is it lust? Here's this month's Rush Hour Crush.
To the woman in the Mercedes convertible who I stop every day for minor traffic violations and insist on strip searching in the back of my fake police van, do you fancy going out for a drink? Ricky, the fake policeman.
To the guy with black hair who gets on the train at Egbeth, I've followed you home several times and licked the door handle after you've gone in your house. Fancy meeting up with me and my cats? Tracy, with the gauzy eye.
To the bloke I ran over because I thought he was my ex, do you fancy meeting up so I can say sorry, as you're quite cute? Obviously, once your legs have healed. Obviously, after the court case and my inevitable conviction. Sharon, with the dented focus.
Romance is alive and well.
Alive and well in the UK.
Yep.
Okay, here's your celebrity news with Herbert Sherbert.
How do? This week on your celebrity news. Distinctly average indie rockers Snow Patrol have turned down a chance to appear on Celebrity Ghost Hunt, as the skinny ginger Gary Lightbody believes Yvette Fielding is the reincarnation of his dead grandmother. Lightbody, 48 grams, first spotted the pint-sized TV star during a short stint on Biker Grove in the late 90s. Fielding, 44, is yet to respond to these claims, but has confirmed that you two have been lined up should Lightbody continue with this nonsense. I hope someone's told Bono he'll have to take off those ridiculous shades. On the subject of ghosts, former ginger heartthrob Mick Hucknall surprised shoppers at a Waitrose in Leek when he performed an hour of his hits from the Simply Red back catalogue. Hucknall, Gemini, is doing a 15-day tour of supermarkets around the Midlands in the hope of securing a new record deal. He will be supported on the tour by the likes of JK from Jamiroquai, Steve Brookstein and Howard Jones. Next up for Hucknall is an Aldi in Crewe. And finally this week, there were confusion for airline staff when Ted Danson, Alan Hansen and Per Franson arrived at Luton Airport for an EasyJet flight to Malaga. At the time of writing, the flight is still delayed while staff try to calm the situation. More on that next time. Right then, that's your lot. I'm off badger baiting.
Couldn't be any more obvious.
Don't know what he's trying to hide.
Absolutely screaming.
Why doesn't he just come out?
Round upon.
Right, some more nonsensical guff. Here's this week's horoscope, and it's the sign of Mango Jeffrey.
Wigs, wigs, and more wigs for you Mango Jeffreyans this month. As mildly popular 80s band It Bites, open a wig shop and insist on sending you free samples on a daily basis. Burn them all and deny everything. Julie Goodyear, aka Corey's Bette Lynch, will call you a fat pillock in your local pub after she overhears you saying her teeth are like paving slabs. You've been warned. Finally this month, Don't leave the house on the 30th of November, as Chels and Dave are planning to creosote your spare room as a practical joke. Hide round the side of the house and throw snooker balls at them. Oh, the irony. Your lucky skin infection. Athlete's foot.
Well, that's the end of the show and the end of the series. So,
I know. That's good. Gone quick, hasn't it?
We'll try and do one Christmas special before Christmas.
Yeah.
Been such fun. There's been so many highs, hasn't there?
Plenty of highs.
Can't think of them the moment due to
to mind.
There's so many.
Yeah, no. Many lows.
Front door, 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Right. Come on, let's get off. Should we get off? I'm not saying goodbye to him because he just tries to hug me and stuff.
We've done eight.
Yeah.
We're sick of it.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Whoa, where are you two going?
No, I'm just checking everything was all right.
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah.
Why'd your coat on?
Just wrapping up.
Cold.
Cold in here.
It is nippy.
Yeah.
You all right then? Just checking you were all right.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
Good.
Oh, bollocks.
What are we doing now?
I've got to get off. Yeah.
I've got to get off.
I've got things to do anyway. I'm quite busy.
I don't want to keep you. I'm on grins. Get going.
I'm having tea at Ian's, so.
Yeah. All right. I've got stuff to do. I would invite you, but you got stuff to do.
Well, I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I've got.
I've got
friends coming around.
Have you? We won't get in your way. All right. Cheers. All right.
Been a pleasure, mate. Yeah. See you for the Christmas one.
See you later.
Ta-ra.
See you.
Thank God you've gone. God. Bastards.
Peter Collins, Graham Flynn, Ian Dewar, Rob Reeves, Steve Carr, Petra Collins, Kev McLeod, and possibly some sound effects from people who were not entirely sure how to credit